The debate was entering its second hour. No vote had yet been called.
"I'm not impressed with what you plan,"
one of the conclave members said to the seneschal.
"I was not aware that I possessed a plan."
"You will continue the ways of the master, the ways of the past, true or not true?"
"I will remain faithful to my oath, as you should, brother."
"My oath said nothing about weakness. It does not require that I be complacent to a world that languishes in ignorance."
"We have guarded our knowledge for centuries. Why would you have us change?"
Another conclave member stepped forward.
"I'm tired of the hypocrisy. It sickens me. We were nearly extinguished by greed and ignorance. It's time we return the favor."
"To what end?" the seneschal asked. "What would be gained?"
"Justice,"
cried another knight, and several other conclave members agreed. De Roquefort decided it was time to join in.
"We will never go anywhere if we stay the present course,"
de Roquefort said. Heads bobbed in agreement. The seneschal hesitated a moment, then said,
"I ask you, Marshal, what are your plans if you achieve election?"
De Roquefort surveyed the room. This was his moment.
"Think back to Friday, October 13th, 1307, a day so infamous that Western civilization continues to label it with bad luck. Thousands of our brothers were wrongfully arrested. One day they were Templars, the epitome of everything good, willing to die for their church, their pope, their god. The next day, they were accused heretics."
He paused.
"Not a word of truth to it. Yet our brothers were tortured and many succumbed. 120 burned at the stake."
He paused again.
"Our legacy is one of shame, and we are recorded in history with nothing but suspicion."
"And what would you tell the world?"
the seneschal asked in a calm tone.
"The truth."
"And why would they believe you?"
"They will have no choice."
"And why is that?"
"I will have proof."
"Have you located our great devise?"
The seneschal was pressing de Roquefort's one weak point, but he could not show any weakness.
"It's within my grasp."
Gasps came from the gallery. The seneschal's face remained rigid.
"You're saying that you have found our lost archives after 7 centuries? Have you also found our treasury?"
"That, too, is within my grasp."
"Bold words, Marshal."
He stared out at the brothers.
"I've been searching for a decade. The clues are difficult, but I'll soon possess proof. Whether any minds change is irrelevant. Rather, the victory gained is that our brothers were not heretics. Instead, they were saints.